Parshas Emor. Welcome back, everybody. Be'ezras Hashem Yisborach. We will look, obviously, at the pasuk in this week's parsha, which is very much topical. Usfartem lochem mimochras haShabbos miyoyim haviachem esoimer hatnufo sheva Shabbosos tmimos tiyena, the mitzvah sfira soimer, which finds its makor in this week's parsha. We're going to discuss a little bit Be'ezus Hashem, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, but by way of introduction, let's ask if we may the following question. We know that Chazal tell us, it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it's expounded on in a Sifri in Parshas V'Zois HaBracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all of the nations, one by one. They said no, and eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers it to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael respond, Nase V'Nishma. Very familiar, all of us, with these words of Chazal. There is a very basic question that needs to be asked on this Chazal, and that is, from day one of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashrish in the Bria that Klal Yisrael were going to get the Torah. Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim v'nosan lanu es Torasei. Right from the beginning of the Torah, it's the first Rashi in Chumash. Bereishis bora Elohim, says Rashi, b'shvil ha'Torah and b'shvil Yisrael shenikra reishis. So, as they say, it's a done deal. Why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to offer the Torah to Klal Yisrael as if there was some type of choice and Klal Yisrael needed to respond, yes, we do want to take it? This needs biur. Because surely, Klal Yisrael were always predestined to be the Am HaTorah. So why was it necessary, as it were, to almost go through the motions of asking them, do you want the Torah? Yes, we do. So I'd like to share with you a machshava that I had this week, and it's based very much on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and I'd like to quote, if I may, from a sefer that I've quoted a number of times from in recent times, Yerach L'Moyadim, Rabbi Yerucham Olshin, one of the Rosh HaYeshiva in Lakewood Yeshiva, a grandson-in-law of Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. We are now in the middle of counting Sfiras HaOmer, so far 23 days, and there is a basic question which is asked by the Rishonim: why do we not make a bracha of Shechianu when we begin the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? Every other mitzvah, at the beginning, you make a bracha of Shechianu. So why is Sfiras HaOmer an exception? So, the Maharil and the Radvaz, who are both Rishonim, say that the reason is you do not make Shechianu on a mitzvah which is really just a hechsher and a hachona for another mitzvah. But it's not independent. And Sfiras HaOmer is machshirei mitzvah. It is a preparation stage for Shavuos. On that type of mitzvah, you do not make a bracha of Shechianu. It's a chiddush, of course. But what needs explanation is, why is Sfiras HaOmer a hechsher, a hachona? It's true, it happens to take place in between Pesach and Shavuos. But what does that mean that it's a hechsher mitzvah? Normally we're familiar with the phrase Heksha Mitzvah. If you go and buy a lulav, that's a Heksha Mitzvah. Because if I don't buy the lulav, then I won't have a lulav. If I don't count Sfiras HaOmer, then I won't have a Yom Tov of Shavuos. Shavuos will come, whatever happens. So what does that mean? What do the Rishonim mean? This is the question posed by Rav Olshin. What do the Rishonim mean when they say that Sfiras HaOmer is a heksha for Shavuos. It almost sounds like that if we don't count Sfiras HaOmer, well, there won't be a Chag of Matan Torah. What does that mean? So he shares with us, the Rosh Hashiva, a very, very important yesod. And he begins with the words that are, of course, very familiar to us and widely quoted every year at this time of the year. And the Sefer Achinuch tells us that the inyan of counting the Omer is Laharois Benafsheinu, to show, to display Chefetz HaGodol, this great desire we have, El HaYoyim HaNichbad. He explains, after all, the whole Tachlis of the world is the Torah. The Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to be Mekabel the Torah. And therefore, immediately following the Seder night, the very next day, we begin the countdown or the count up to Matan Torah, because we therein display our great enthusiasm towards Matan Torah. It's very fascinating to point out that Sfiras HaOmer is actually predated even before the mitzvah was ever given. Who were the first people to count Sfiras HaOmer? So the Medrash tells us, this is quoted in a run, that when Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ta'avdun Esu Elohim al Ahor Hazeh, you're going to leave Mitzrayim, there's going to be a Matan Torah. So they asked him, says the Medrash, when exactly is that going to take place? And he said, in another 50 days. V'hoyu moinim kol echod ve'echod la'atzmoy. So they all began the countdown. And from then on, that's where the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer came into existence. But the Shibbolei Aleket adds some critical words. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ta'avdun Esarei Kim. How do you spell the word Ta'avdun? Tof Ayin Beis Dalet Vov with a Nun at the end. And that Nun is superfluous. Because in Roshan HaKodesh, had he said Ta'avdu Esarei Kim, that would have meant the exact same. Says the Shibbolei Aleket, fascinatingly, Ta'avdun means Ta'avdu with a Nun at the end with another 50 days. That was all inherent in Moshe Rabbeinu's instruction. And the Shibbolei Aleket says the following words. The Yisrael meroiv chibo. Because of their great desire and love, hayu moinim b'chol yom v'yom. So, that which the Sefer Achinuch taught us, that one counts the Omer in order to display excitement towards Matan Torah, as mentioned, it was really predated, and it goes all the way back to the time that they were really leading up to Matan Torah, despite not being instructed to do so. Meroy Chibor, they counted their way 50 days, Ta'avdun, Ta'avdu, with a Nun at the end, towards Matan Torah. But here comes the big yesod. One of the Rishonim, a later Rishon, the Akedah, adds a few crucial words, and this will shed light on our whole inyan. And he says, Sfiras HaOmer is all about Yoira al Hatzar. It displays the difficulty, the pain, Behederoi, on the fact that we're lacking the Torah, the Al HaTainug, and on the great excitement and enjoyment, HaMakaveh, that we hope to have once the Torah is given to us. And then he says the following, and Rabbi Yisai, listen to this yesod. The Mishnah in Ovoi says, V'havashoyse betzomo es divrehem. You have to drink with thirst the words of Torah. Says the Akedah, Lelamed, Kimi she'einoi bo el halimud. If you don't approach Torah with hunger and thirst, ein loy shum toeles. There is no toeles whatsoever. The Akedah is teaching us a phenomenal yesod. Yes, Sfira Sa'oima is all about displaying the excitement towards Kabbalah Satoira. Yes, Sfira Sa'oima was predated even before Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, out of much excitement towards Bimakabal the Torah. They counted the Oima. But what the Akedah is adding is that the excitement that one displays ahead of receiving the Torah is not just a nice display of excitement, but it's a necessary pre-requirement. One cannot be mekabel the Torah without, as he writes, hevi shoyser betzomor. That's the only way to be mekabel the Torah, is to be excited for the Torah. It is not merely a maila, it's a precondition. And the Maharal says, if you look in the Psukim, in Parashas Yisro, you will see that it says, Moshe Olo Elohim. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain. It does not say anywhere that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed him to do so. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu go up the mountain without the instruction? Says the Maharal, Ki Tzorich Ha'odom Mitzad Atzmoy, of his own volition. He has to display a tshuka, a great desire, to be mekabel the Torah. The Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisno. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, will not give the Torah to anybody who's not excited to receive the Torah. This is an enormous chiddush. Yes, we all know the yesod of the Sefer HaChinuch. That yes, we count Sfiras HaOmer to show the excitement ahead of Matan Torah. But what we're learning now is that that display of excitement is in fact the prerequisite for Kabbalah HaTorah. There in fact will not be a Kabbalah HaTorah if you don't show your excitement ahead of receiving that Torah. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any instruction. Why? Because he had to show that excitement, that hishtoikakus, that chefetz, that ahava, and then, and only then, can there be a kabbalas atoyo. The Mishnah which teaches us, bishoisa betzomo, you have to drink divrei Torah with thirst, is not merely a maila, but rather, it's a precondition. If we do not approach Torah, and Kabbalah HaTorah with tzimoin, with thirst, in the frightening words of the Akedah we just read, ein lo shum te'eles, nothing will emerge from it. And if that's the case, says Rav Olshin, a wonderful pshat, that's what the Rishonim meant. Why do we not make a bracha on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, as they said, because it's merely a hachana and a hechsher for Shavuos? So he asked the question, it's true, it happens to be that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer takes place in between Pesach and Shavuos. Why is that a hechsher for Shavuos? Why is that a hachana? Now we understand. Because if you don't count up towards Kabbalah HaTorah, then indeed there won't be a Kabbalah HaTorah. So it really is a hechsher mitzvah. If you don't go and buy a lulav, you won't have a lulav. If you don't build a sukkah, you won't have a sukkah. If you don't show your excitement towards Kabbalah HaTorah, there in fact will not be a Kabbalah HaTorah. Biur niflo b'yosa. In another maimah, Rav Olshin writes, that's why the Rishonim tell us as a minag, to recite Pirkei Avos in the summer months. But the Levush says specifically between Pesach and Shavuos. There are 6 weeks, there are 6 parokim in Masechtas Avos. And the Yaivetz, the Chosid Yaivetz says, do you know why this is the time of year to learn Avos? Because there's Mishnayos there, which kuloi mo'oirer al cheshek ha-toyro. It's a very interesting thing to point out. Obviously, it's full of all types of divrei Torah. Why did the Chosid Yaivetz home in on the fact that there are Mishnayos there that will arouse a tremendous desire and excitement to be makabel the Torah? Says Rav Olshin, hein hein hadvarim. Merely to read about Torah, that's not the inyan. But to arouse excitement ahead of Kabbalah Satorah, that's an absolute necessity. Because without it, as mentioned, there will not be a Kabbalah Satorah. That's what I saw this week in the wonderful Sefer Yerach HaMoedim, this is it, on Sfira Sa'ima. But I think, however, we must make a very important addition to the words of the Rosh Hashiva. I understand that back in Mitzrayim, ahead of Kabbalah HaTorah, there needed to be this tzimoin, there needed to be this thirst. So, of their own volition, just like Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain himself, Klal Yisrael counted Sfirah and Sa'ima themselves, otherwise there wouldn't have been Kabbalah HaTorah. What's that got to do with Toshin Pei Dalet? I need to express my excitement over being a Kabbal of Torah. The Torah was accepted over 2,000 years ago. It's a done deal. So what does that mean that every year we have to count Sfira Sa'ima ahead of Kabbalah HaTorah? We're commemorating Kabbalah HaTorah, but it's happened already. And I think, and Mistama, this is Pasha, this is what he means. Because there are many, many proofs that every year there is a Kabbalah HaTorah renewed. We do not commemorate Kabbalah HaTorah, we relive Kabbalah HaTorah every Shavuos. There is a fascinating halacha that's actually a sif in Shulchan Aruch, and it says one should not do bloodletting on Erev Shavuos. It's a dangerous time to do bloodletting, and therefore Chazal said, in fact, don't do it any Erev Yom Tov, but essentially on Erev Shavuos. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended, dangled Har Sinai above their heads, there was a shade, a demon called Tavuach. Tavuach means slaughter. And had Klal Yisrael not been Mekabel the Torah, they all would have been slaughtered. So this is a dangerous time of year, not a good time to do bloodletting. And what is the obvious question? Well, that shade, Tavuach, was there back in the day when Klal Yisrael were about to Mekabel the Torah. Why does that mean that I can't do bloodletting today? So what do we see in this halacha? That the very same shade that was threatening Tavuach, slaughter, on the verge of Kabbalah HaTorah, revisits every single year. Because there's a Kabbalah HaTorah every single year. You will remember that on Shavuos, when we have Kriyas HaTorah and we read the Aseres HaDibros, we read it differently to the way we read it during the year. Instead of reading Pasuk by Pasuk, what do? We read what's called the Tam HaElyon. We don't read it as several psukim, we read it as if it's 10 psukim. Say the Rishonim, because that's how it was given on Har Sinai, as Aseres HaDibros. And once again, the question must be asked, that's how it was given on Har Sinai, that's a long time ago, what's that got to do with today, Shavuos? And the answer is, once again, because Kabbalah HaTorah is not being commemorated, it's being reenacted every year. And just like the Aseres HaDibros were indeed given as Aseres HaDibros, that's the way they've got to be re-read every Shavuos. Listen to the phenomenal words of the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Bamidbar. Pesach, he says, is Zeicha Litzias Mitzrayim, it's a commemoration, Lamasha Ovar, that which once happened. Sukkos, that which once happened, Aval Matan Torah, it's Yoim Matan Torah Ba'atzmoy. It is not a commemoration of Matan Torah, it is Matan Torah. And if that's the case, then I think we do understand very well. That's what it means. That we have to count Sfir Sa'ima every single year. Not just over 2,000 years ago in the lead up to the original Kabbalah Satayra, but in fact every year, because every year we are leading up to Kabbalah Satayra. And this is a tremendous insight. If we do not count Sfir Sa'ima, if we do not express this great tshuka and excitement to lead up to Shavuos, then we will have a Yom Tov of cheesecake at best, but we won't have a Kabbalah Satayra. Why? As the Akedah taught us, Ein Shum Te'eles. Nothing will emerge unless you are Shoiseh B'tzomo. How do we display that Tzimoin, that thirst for Torah? Through the Sfira Sa'ima. And of course this is therefore a tremendous depth in the Sefer HaChinuch that's quoted every year. Yes, we need to show our desire. That's not just a maila. That is a prerequisite to reach Kabbalah Satayra, such that Sfira Sa'ima is a hachona, is a hachshara. Without it, in fact, there will not be a Kabbalah Satayra, just like there wouldn't have been then, neither will there be this year either. And the Yesoid Adavo, as the Akedah writes, to show the Tsa'ar Behederoi. Torah can only be given to those who clearly show that I cannot manage without. I have this desperation. I have this craving, this tshuka for Torah. I cannot manage without. When we say in Ma'ariv every night, Kiheim Chayenu, that's not just a nice song. That's Yesoid HaChayim, Kiheim Chayenu. Without it, we're not alive. We all know the halacha. What happens if somebody kills accidentally, has to go to the Ohel Miklat? Chazal tell us, if a Talmud is exiled, you exile his Rebbe with him. Why? Because the Torah says, V'chai, he has to live. Says the Rambam, V'chaye Balei Chochma U'mevaksheho, B'loi Talmud, Kemisa Chashuvin. He's dead. How can you exile him to Ohel Miklat without his Rebbe? Then he has had his Torah source cut off. Well, then he's dead. The Torah specifically says he has to live in Ohel Miklat. That is the whole essence of Sfira Sa'ima. Sfira Sa'ima is the mitzvah in which we show that without Torah, Chas V'Shalom, we are Bechinas dead. We feel the tsar of lacking Torah and the great tikva and the hope of leading a life of Torah. When we then display that tremendous excitement ahead of Kabbalah Satayra, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now you can have the Torah. And I think all of this is really hinted to in a medrash. We once quoted this medrash a number of years ago. Klal Yisrael are compared to fish. V'yidgu l'roiv b'kerev ha'oretz. Says the medrash, if you ever notice fish in the sea, when it begins raining, all the dogim jump up and they lap up mekablin oisa betzimoin. They lap up this new drop of water with great thirst. Kach Yisrael. Which mayim is being referred to? The mayim of Torah. When they hear divrei Torah, hey mekablin oisa betzimoin. They receive it with great thirst. Now we understand this medrash in much greater depth. Mekablin oisei betzimoin, because if it's not betzimoin, then they will not be mekablet. Because that is a prerequisite. When you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how thirsty and excited you are for Torah, then indeed you can be zeicha to be mekabel the Torah. And maybe that's why every single day of our lives, when we literally beg the Ribbono Shel Olam, Avinu Avorachamon, We beg for mercy. Hamarachem, rachem oleinu, v'sein b'libeinu, lahovin or la'askil. We don't daven like that for other mitzvahs. There's no bracha saying, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us hatzloche in mitzvah tzitzis, or lulav, or sukkah, or matzah, or shofar. So why are we begging the Ribbono Shel Olam, please help us understand Torah? So on a simple level, we would say, yeah, because Torah is the most important mitzvah. But le'oir advarim, I think now we have a deeper understanding. Because the very fact that we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way, we are in fact displaying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu how desperate we are for Torah. Ah, then you can be zeicher to Torah. You don't need to be excited to blow a shofar in order to blow a shofar. Of course, we do all mitzvahs, b'cheshek or b'simcha. But this inyan of shoyser b'tzomo es divrayim is unique in Talmud Torah. And I think, therefore, Rabbeisai, we can answer our original question. Our original question was, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need, in fact, to present Torah to Klal Yisrael, and then they needed to say, yes, we want it, Na'aseh v'nishma, wasn't it all a done deal? Bereishis bara Elokim b'shvil Yisrael b'shvil Torah. I think la'oir advarim we have an explanation. Yes, it was a done deal, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to hear from Klal Yisrael that rotzen to be mekabel the Torah. Are you interested in being mekabel the Torah? And you had to hear that yes, we are nasa v'nishma. We want it at all costs. Oh, you want it? You're desperate for it? Well, then you can have it. So of course it was all implanted in the Bria that Klal Yisrael were always going to be the Am HaTorah. But it needed Klal Yisrael to express that Tzimoin. And that was expressed in the two words of Na'aseh v'nishma. Na'aseh v'nishma was that expression of Klal Yisrael of our Tzimoin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not just force us to be mekabel the Torah, because you have to be Asher Bochar Bonu, you will be Am HaTorah. No, I need you to initiate it. I need Klal Yisrael to say Na'aseh v'nishma. We do understand, we don't understand, we have to have the Torah. Oh, if you express and you display this thirst for Torah, then indeed you could be zeicher to be mekabel the Torah. I think, just in conclusion, we can make a very important addition. Doesn't the Mishnah Berurah tell us that there's a minig of Klal Yisrael to stay up and learn all night on the Leil of Shavuos? And the Mishnah Berurah says, why is that? The Mogen Avraham says, because when Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah, they went to sleep. So we have to be mesakin that. What does that mean? Why must we be mesakin that? It's true. It's not a nice thing to go to sleep when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for you. But it's such a severe avera that we need to be mesakin that every year. La'oir advarim, it's hafla v'fela. It's not just a lack of kovod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you go to sleep, then there's a lack of tzimoin. Then Klal Yisrael haven't showed their desperation to be mekabel the Torah. They went to bed. It's just another day in the work, another day in the office. So every year we stay up all night on Shavuos and we show how desperate we are, how excited we are to live a life of Torah. Of course, we need to understand, how is that mesakein what they did 2,000 years ago? Kabbalah HaTorah happened then. But as we mentioned, it's not true. Kabbalah HaTorah is happening every single year. So every single year on the brink of being mekabel the Torah, what do? We stay up all night to learn, to show what a tremendous desire we have to be mekabel the Torah. Is that just a nice maila? No, it's a prerequisite. If we don't display that tremendous tshuka, that tremendous excitement, if there's no shoyser b'tzomo b'chol divrayem, then there will not be a Kabbalah Satira. That is the essence of the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'ima. And that's the minhag to learn on Leil Shavuos. We learn on Leil Shavuos to show that excitement. Because if we don't show that excitement towards Kabbalah Satira, then indeed there won't be a Kabbalah Satira. Let me just conclude with a story that I once read, but once again, I think we now have a deeper understanding in this story. In the time of the great Volozhiny Yeshiva, one of the great Talmidei Chachamim, Reb Eisel Chorif, he had a daughter, and he was looking for a son-in-law. Clearly, he wanted a great Talmud Chacham as a son-in-law. So he came to the Beis HaMedrash, and he posed for the Bochrim a tremendous kasha in learning. And he said, anybody who's able to answer my kasha can have my daughter's hand in marriage. So, the competition began, and there were big debates, and all the Bochrim with the Ma'ayin and the Sugya, Yomim V'Layla, who is going to be the one to come up with the teretz to this phenomenal kasha. And one by one they presented their tirutzim, but the great Talmud Chacham Rav Eisel Chorif refuted every single teretz. No, that's not the answer. No, that's not the answer. No, that's not the answer. And after a couple of days in the yeshiva, he was unsatisfied. None of the Bochrim had offered a teretz that he was happy with. So he left. As he left the yeshiva, he all of a sudden hears somebody call out to him, "Stop, stop!" And he turns around, and he sees it's one of the Bochrim of the yeshiva. And he turns around and he says to his Bochra, "Ah, what, you do have a teretz after all?" And he says, "No, I don't. But I'd like to know one. I'm desperate to know the answer to the question after all, whether I marry your daughter or not. Fine. I'm not worthy, I couldn't come up with a teretz. You're just going to leave us there in suspense? Can we have a teretz?" So Rabbi Eisel Chorif said, "Fine, you can marry my daughter." That tremendous tshuka that you have, that you see that even when there is no vested interest anymore, you didn't think you're going to marry my daughter, but you clearly expressed how excited and how desperate you were to know the emes of Torah. That's clearly the son-in-law that I'm looking for. The way we've explained now, I think we have a deeper understanding of that story. Because if this Bocha showed such a tremendous tshuka and avas ha-Torah, then that's the greatest sign that he will indeed be zeicha to be matriach in Torah. All the others clearly were not that desperate. They were more keen on marrying Rabbi Eisel Chorif's daughter. But this Bocha, who as far as he was concerned was not going to be zeicha to this prize shidduch, but nonetheless he was desperate to know the emes of Torah. Well then Rabbi Eisel Chorif says, that's the greatest sign that indeed you will be zeicha to hatzlocha in Torah. Because somebody who is shoyser b'tzomo, he laps up, he's thirsty for Torah, he will be zeicha to Kabbalah Satorah. And therefore, as mentioned, this is a new look, at least for me, in the whole mitzvah of Sfira Sa'ima, when we said that the Sefer Achinuch tells us it's all about displaying the excitement, that's not just a nice milah, some sort of kovod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an absolute prerequisite. It is a heksha mitzvah, as the Rishonim writes. If you don't display the excitement for Torah, and in the lead up to Kabbalah Satorah, then in fact there will not be a Kabbalah Satorah. And I'm therefore suggesting that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to offer the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and we needed to hear Klal Yisrael say, Na'aseh v'nishma, yes, we want it. We absolutely want it. And we feel that without it, we're not zeicha to kihem chayenu v'erech yomenu. So that's the purpose of the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'ima, that's the inyan of Na'aseh v'nishma. And it therefore, as mentioned, means that when we stay up learning on Shavuos night, what in fact are we declaring every year? Na'aseh v'nishma. Our limud Torah on Shavuos night, that is our Na'aseh v'nishma. That's our Na'aseh v'nishma. those words first uttered by Klal Yisrael reverberate throughout the ages, throughout every generation, and we declare those words, Na'aseh V'Nishma, every year. How so? By counting Sfiras HaOmer, by learning all of Shavuos night, or as much as we can, to show our great enthusiasm, our great excitement, our Shesa B'Tzoma B'Kol Divrehem. So our Sfiras HaOmer, our Limud Torah on Leil Shavuos, that in fact is our Na'aseh V'Nishma. And that is the Zechus Be'ezus Hashem, in which we, this year, Tovshim Pei Dalet, once again, will be Zeicha to be Mekabel the Torah on Chag HaShavuos, Habo Oleinu L'Teiva.